So, this has been a very enjoyable class to do together and to reflect on so many topics. And this last one is actually one of my favorite. I mean, because this is where, as a minister, as a ministry officiant, as a life coach minister, the thing that we bring to the table, and we can do it, is part of our whole message, is we're people of prayer, and we can help people pray about their problems. And, you know, a sex therapist doesn't really start or enclose the meeting with prayer. Now, Christians, one, may do it, or they may not. But our whole premise is the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit to change lives. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about officiating sexual healing.
Yes.
So,
write a prayer to share. Ask God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Be specific about the problem you're asking God's help for. Include confession or a statement of personal responsibility. Ask for healing in an instance or over time. Maybe include a scripture and end with "in Jesus' name."
So, there's a pattern that whatever problem is, and we're going to give you lots of samples, you can help someone pray a prayer that is very specific to that problem that they are asking the Lord to heal them from.
Right.
And there's a lot of topics, but they're sort of back to this, you know, you begin by addressing God, Father, Son, or Holy Spirit, or a lot of sometimes pray to Jesus, sometimes to the Holy Spirit. Be specific about the problem you're asking for. They don't have to be that long. Include confession or statement of responsibility to heal. Ask for healing now, instant, over time. A scripture, and you just heard all that, so I keep on going here.
That's good to repeat.
It's good to repeat.
Hearing it twice is very good. Ceremony of renewed sexual pledge.
Okay, we are committed to each other since the husband.
Why are we committed to each other in marriage?
I'll say this since I'm a husband.
Okay.
I believe it's good for me to give my soul, body, and spirit to you, my dear.
That's right.
Okay. I made a covenant with my eyes, my mind, my soul, and my will, my spirit, and my body, that I will do my utmost in my power to cherish and honor you and your beauty without comparison to any other woman. I confess that I have not lived up fully to that pledge, but I renew my commitment to you as my wife, to be one with you in soul, body, and spirit. So there's an example where this is a pledge. It's not a prayer right here. This is, but you're still using that sort of formula where, in
this
a sense, you're
pledge,
a
right?
pledge to
right.
one another. Okay. Or the wife.
All right. Yeah. I believe it is good for me to give my soul, body, and spirit to you, my dear. I make a covenant with my eyes, my soul, my mind, my will, my spirit, and my body, that I will do the utmost in my power to cherish and respect you and your strength without comparison to any other man. I confess that I may have not fully lived up to that pledge, but I renew my commitment to you as my husband, to be one with you in soul, body, and spirit.
Okay. So one of the things officiants do is they help people repeat vows. So this is an example where you can help someone write a vow. And often we don't think about a vow specific for sexual intimacy. But why not?
Right.
Because it's such an important area. Mm-hmm. And yet it's an area where, and I think of like getting over some of the troubles that we have, a vow in this area would be very good to remind ourselves or restate that vow over time. So anyway, that's one.
All right, revoking immorality and evil soul ties. Acknowledge immoral and evil soul ties or loyalties that have created soul conflict between each other. Mark 3:24, if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand.
Okay, so here's a, now you can help them say a prayer. Maybe they can even say the prayer after you. If this is an area where you find there is soul ties and you want to address them.
Right. Lord Jesus, I confess that I have allowed my sexuality to come under the influence of sin or satanic ties. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to restore me to good favor with you and others. Give me discernment when Satan or sin seek to attack me in the future. I align my gender and sexuality with you and your design for me. Heal me and restore to me the joy of your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, this is something that could be shared at a singles retreat.
Right.
You know, you can start using your imagination.
Right, because we've talked with all the different areas.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
prayers to overcome sexual injury. Mark 11, verse 25. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins.
Okay. So this could be something that could be done at the end of sort of a counseling session or something like that.
Right. And so you would say to them, repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I've been injured or abused by...
Who it was.
I do not want to harbor unforgiveness. I want to grow in a blessed sexuality created for me by you. Mm-hmm. I ask you to help me forgive blank as you forgave me my sins. I ask you to at once or over time restore my sexual innocence and my healthy sexual capacity. I receive your physical, spiritual, emotional, and sexual healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Prayers to forgive a cheating spouse. Lord Jesus, my spouse has cheated on me. Help me to forgive that offense now that it has come to the surface.
Okay, so let's go back to that earlier thing. So, you know, address the Lord, you know, but now we have a specific problem that we're addressing.
That you're bringing before the Lord, yes.
Right, and now it has an additional problem. Give me discernment on whether the marriage is over or restoration is possible.
Help me to take responsibility for any injury I have created that may have contributed to the affair. I know that this does not minimize the injury done to me, but I want to grow to be more whole in my ability to love and give sexual intimacy in marriage.
Right.
I humbly ask you to restore our marriage and make it even better. Or if it is not to be restored, help us receive your grace and healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. Prayers to be healed from pornography addiction. Lord Jesus, I confess I have seen and enjoyed distorted depictions of sexual intimacy. Help me to see the vanity, abuse, and sinful poison it is and how it hurts me and others I love. Forgive me. Heal me in this instance or over time. Help me be accountable and transparent. Heal my brain of the injury porn has done to me. Help me to desire marriage intimacy without lusting after others. Give me back the joy that comes from being saved by you. Give me a spirit that obeys you, that will keep me going on a path to sexual wholeness. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So it's just, again, you can help people. And, you know, it's a prayer that addresses these broken areas in our lives.
Prayer for sexual renewal.
Let's say this one do together.
Lord Jesus, help us open up to new possibilities for our sexual wholeness and giving to each other. Keep us from getting stuck. Help us to grow in our sexual intimacy in new and pleasurable ways for both of us. Forgive us, each of us, on how we have hurt our marriage intimacy. Help us to forgive each other in this instance and over time. Set us on a new course to live out a Song of Songs marriage. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, dear, it has been a pleasure to say those vows with each other and to pray. But a pleasure to share a journey of encouraging our ministers and people interested in studying this on how to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord over every area of life. So we're excited about what God is doing, and we're excited about what is going to happen to you as Jesus Christ brings you in healing and life and just more. So with that, let's close in prayer.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you and we praise you for what you have done and who you are. And now as we conclude our time in this class, we pray that you will bless and keep our ministers, our students, our active Christians, that you will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.